Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome back to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And thanks so much for joining us today for another exciting edition of Meet the People of MCB.
We have another great guest on this week on Meet the People. And we want you all to, and you probably already know him, he's been around a while and involved in a lot of things with MCB. But meet Mr. Joe Morgan. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing very well, Denny and Chip. I'm glad to be with you guys this morning.
It's good to have you on. It really is. So tell us about Joe. What about your vision? Are you totally blind? Are you partial? Or what? And how did you lose your sight?
I'm totally blind. I was born 3 months premature, and I had the condition that a lot of blind people have. It was once called RLF, and now I think it's called, retinopathy. Not sure what the name is now, but anyway.
Too much oxygen in the incubator.
Right, too much oxygen, and it scarred both my optic nerves.
Both
retinas and optic nerves, and that was, so I was told, I'm totally blind, yeah, so, but yeah, I've done well with it.
You're right, that's a lot of visually impaired people have lost their sight due to that. So how long you been a member of MCB?
Well, I actually started in 1978. I was introduced to the Allied Workers by Louise Riemann. I was living over close to where she lived, and I guess someone told her about me, and anyway, she called me up and asked me if I would like to, you know, maybe go to Allied Workers meeting. I said, oh, sure, you know. And so I went to the Allied, I went to their meetings, and I started kind of getting into that. And then I was in Allied Workers probably till like 1982. And then I kind of left MCB for a while, I guess, you know, other things, work and all that, I guess, took over for a while. And then I came back to, you got the organization in 2008, started coming back, and I was got to attending the Blind to Central Missouri, club. And in 2010, I joined that club. And, so then, I've been in their organization until, just this past Sunday, I've joined the St. Louis Council of the Blind.
So, okay.
But I've been president and vice president of that organization, two times on each one. So,
oh, really? Okay.
The
Blind of Central, you mean?
Right.
Yes. Okay. And where did you live at that time?
At that time, I lived in Odessa, Missouri.
Odessa? Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's up by Kansas City, right?
Yes, right. Yeah. That's correct.
Okay. Chip? Uh-huh.
Yeah, Joe, you mentioned a little bit about your time working. Share with us a little bit about your work history.
I went to Goodwill Industries after I got out of high school. I went through the blind program of the Trinity Hospital in Kansas City, and since they from Goodwill, I did several jobs there, and they said, well, you're kind of a little too smart to be here, and so they suggested I go to college prep in Columbia. So I went there for one summer, and I tried college for a year, but then it didn't really work out for me. So I went down to the Kansas City Association for the Blind. I actually started there in 1977, May of 77, and I worked there till 2005. So I was there a long time. I even went with them out to 75th and Prospect from when they were downtown. So I worked out there for about 27 years. So.
Wow, yeah. You mentioned high school. Did you attend public school or did you attend a school for the blind?
No, I went to Missouri School for the Blind in St. Louis, and okay. I graduated in 1975.
Okay. And Joe, you just recently married. Tell us about that.
I did. Yes. I married my high school sweetheart. We were sweethearts in high school. We dated like 3 years. Marlene Morgan. Her name was Riley. And we got married on September the 8th of 2021. And we're just about to celebrate 2 months here on the 8th of November. So we're doing very well. And I'm living here in her house in St. Louis. So
so you moved from one side of the state to the other, huh?
One side of the state to the other. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you both, Joe. We certainly do wish you all the success.
Thank you very much, Joe.
You are currently the secretary for the Missouri Council of the Blind, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I started being secretary in 2012, and I served two terms, and then I sat out a term, and now I'm serving two more terms, and about a year, this 2 year term will be up. So, yep, I've been secretary a long time. I guess it's a job that has to be done, but not too many people want to do it.
So. Yeah. You do a good job with it. You sure
yes,
do.
He does. Well, he certainly does. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of different secretaries over the years, but Joe's got to rank right up there at the top.
You bet. He sure does.
So. Right. Yeah.
So yep. What do you think? Have you found anything different in living in the St. Louis area as opposed to up around Odessa? I don't know what Odessa, is that a smaller town?
It's a smaller town. It's population of about 5,000 people. And one major difference, obviously, is being the transportation and being able to get around. Mm-hmm. St. Louis really has them beat. You know, there's several options here of getting around. And Odessa, we just kind of had one. The senior center had a bus, but you had to plan everything in the morning, or, you know, if you wanted to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It stopped running at 1 o'clock. So after that, you either had to know somebody or you were kind of, you know, had to plan everything in the morning if you wanted to do things up there. But
right
here, it's just a lot more options for getting around and a lot more places also. So.
What kind of hobbies does Joe have? You have anything that you really enjoy doing?
I enjoy working with the iPhone. I started in 2010.
Uh-huh.
I'll never forget. I bought it, and I thought, well, I started listening to podcasts, and I thought, well, as to how it works and things you can do, and I thought, well, if I don't get this down in 30 days, I might just take it back. Well, I never took it back.
You must have got one of the very first editions of the iPhone, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I started out on the 3GS and way on up from there. So, Oh, yeah. Been through many a operating system change. And, But I enjoy doing that. And I also work with a computer. And, I have to get it all set up down here again, but I will. And let's see. I enjoy, of course, the Cardinals and
Good for you.
Royals. But now, Now I guess I'm more going to be more a Cardinal fan.
You got to be, if you live anywhere close to St. Louis, you got to be Cardinals, you know.
That's right. Right.
Now, you know, you go to summer camp every year up at Cobblestone and Cobblestone, and you participate in the talent night that they have there, and you do some singing. Do you sing other time? Because you got a good voice.
Oh, yeah. I've I sang up at the Senior Center in Odessa. Sometimes they'd have a band come up there, and I'd sit in with them, and I would sing, and I've even done a couple of specials at the church I was attending, and so yeah, I've sang in other places. When I got out of school, I did it professionally with a couple of friends of mine. We had a band, and we sang a place in Kansas City. So I did singing up there, and I have sang in other places. Yes, for sure.
Good. You know, Denny, we need to get him hooked up with a quartet because he sounds like he'd be a terrific bass singer.
He does a lot of the what's his name? He does Long Black Train. You do that song. Who sang that?
Josh Turner.
Josh, yeah. I knew Turner, but I couldn't think of Josh. But yeah, he's got a voice like Josh Turner.
Sure does. Right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Chip.
Even people thought I sounded like you, Denny, at times. I don't know.
Well, the good news is at least you don't look like him. So. But Joe, I want to go back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your family. I know you have at least one brother. So why don't you share with us about your family?
No, I have, five brothers.
Oh, wow.
Well, five brothers and one sister. That's all us total. So actually, I guess I just have four. Four brothers and one sister. So, so I come from a pretty big family. My sister, passed away in April of 2020. So, but a lot of me and my four brothers are still around. So, of course my parents are long gone. And, I came from, I was the only one though that was, blind in my family. One brother I only had one eye, but that was from an accident. He was accidentally hit with a ball glove, but he was able to see good out of the other eye. So that was I came from a pretty big family.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you about your involvement in MCB again. Kind of revisit that. What is it about MCB that you really like, Joe? There's something that really stands out.
Yeah. I just like the all the people that I meet, and I've worked with some great people. I just enjoy. I think I'm going to enjoy St. Louis Council because they're a small organization. Maybe I can provide them some help along the way, and would like to do that.
Jack needs some help there, you know.
Well, all the people that I meet, I've just enjoyed meeting people and being with people, and it's just a good organization, I think, to be in, and I don't mind, and I like, being on the board and contributing there, so I feel like just a good place to be in.
Yep. Sure is. That's one of our slogans, MCB. It's a great place to be.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Chip?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know the St. Louis Council has a great history behind it, going as far back as, with Bill Benson when he was around, his wife, Joanne. And is she still a part of St. Louis Council?
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So that's terrific. Yeah.
Right.
And of course, that was also too, Tom and Bev Armstrong was a big part of that. And I think Karen Newman is still there, isn't she?
Yes, she's the president, actually.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's just really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right.
Yeah. So it kind of following up of what Denny just asked you, you know, you've been a member of MCB going back to, as you said, 1977, somewhere around in there. So yeah. You've probably seen a lot of different changes over the years. Is there anything that really stands out in your mind that you can recall as a big significant change that had taken place over the years?
Well, I'd say that the biggest change, I guess, is the way we conduct meetings. Back then, you know, everything was in person, but now we have so many other ways that we can conduct meetings. I think that's the biggest change I've seen over the years. And I think that's a good thing.
You know, well, I tell you, I'm looking forward for us to be able to get back and have some face-to-face meetings. Oh, hopefully absolutely. We'll be able to do that next year. Right. But yeah, you know, with the whole pandemic that has really caused us to look at other ways of conducting business using Zoom and other types of, you know, technology that we can get together and be able to move forward with the business at hand.
Oh, you know, yeah. When I started back in 2006, we had some conference calls for the board, but you know, we only had them like once a year, maybe a conference call, because it cost quite a bit of money to have a conference call back then. I think it was so much per minute per person, and when you have, you know, 26 people on the board, that adds up pretty quick. But then they got the free conference calls. And we were able to utilize that and have more board meetings, conference calls in between our in-person meetings. So we really had a lot of business that we took care of before we met in person, so that the personal meetings didn't have to be quite so long. But
right. That has really helped out.
I know Chip really can talk about some of the long meetings that they had. I wasn't around then, but goes like 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So.
Oh my goodness!
Well, Chip asked you a question.
Has helped out in a lot of things.
Actually, I have two questions. Joe, were you ever a guide dog user?
No, I wasn't. I've been a cane traveler. Okay. I learned orientation and mobility going through high school, and so I have always been a pretty good cane traveler. So and I just felt that you know, guide dogs really need to be worked, and with Odessa not having many sidewalks, I felt that it probably wouldn't be a good fit for me to have one, like in that case.
Yeah. Well, Denny, yeah. I said I had two questions. I actually got three. One other question, Joe, is your wife, is she visually impaired?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought she was, but I wasn't
sure. She's a good cane traveler too.
Oh, good. Yeah. Excellent.
Is she a member of St. Louis Council?
Yes, she is. Both were.
Okay. Okay.
Voted in last Sunday. So
well, good.
Yep, okay. We're both members. Yes. Right.
Well, yep. Joe, one last question that I have for you. We mentioned it before we, started the interview, is there anything about Joe Morgan that Denny and I can start a rumor about? No, seriously, that maybe other people don't know about Joe Morgan that you'd like to be able to share with our listening audience?
Well, I've been on a cruise before. I went to Cozumel, Mexico, and Rotan, Honduras, and let's see, Belize City, and then Costa Maya, Mexico. I went actually during the Christmas holidays, and with a couple from Blind Central Missouri that I met in Sedalia, and their daughter, and I had a great time going on that. And, I have a good sense of humor. I do. I also enjoy reading. I guess I haven't really gotten into that, but I get books from Bard and I read. I like to read books, and so.
Do you have a favorite subject matter that you like reading about?
I like reading like biographies or true crime or sports, like sports books. Baseball and football are probably my favorites in sports. But, I enjoy. So I do that, and also, but I enjoy meeting people, and I'm a people person. I believe I like to be around people, and I.
Well, you know,
enjoy life, driver, and enjoy the Lord. That's what I do.
Right.
Yeah. My driver went to Cosmount. He absolutely loved it. And, you know, Joe, we've interviewed several people that have gone on cruises, but we've never asked the question. I'd like to ask it of you. What's it like for a blind person to go on a cruise, not been able to see and have those visual cues? How is it that how is it that you can get a lot of enjoyment out of doing a cruise as a blind individual?
I think basically you just have to be able to kind of intermingle with the people that are on the ship, and we did have a lot of good help. A lot of the staff did help us out pretty good, and their daughter could see, and she was also able to get. We were able to get around that way, and we were did a lot of walking. I'll tell you, the cabins were in the back of the boat. All the restaurants and stuff were in the front, so you did a lot of walking. So that's thing there.
Those ships are pretty big, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're quite large.
I have never been on a cruise, so you've done something I have never done. So I wouldn't mind going sometime, though. Wouldn't mind at all. Like to go on the St. Louis Cardinals cruise. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that would be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Joe, we thank you for your time. Appreciate you taking this time to do this interview, and I hope some people learn some things about Joe Morgan that they may have not known before. Get to know you a little better, and congratulations on your marriage to Marlene, and we just appreciate Joe Morgan for all the work that he does for MCB. So,
amen. That's right.
Thanks again. And folks, if you have a guest that you would like to have on Meet the People of MCB, be sure and give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip at
417-540-9703.
Until the next time, God bless you all, and be sure and listen again. You might even hear yourself on here. Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.